From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
The news first, the headlines. President Jokowi hands social aid at Kuchang Ano Market. Government formulates bill subsidy adjustment scheme. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo handed over direct cash assistance, or BLT, and basic necessities to hundreds of traders and residents at Kuchang Ano Market in Kuchang Sewu, Gubeng, Surabaya City, East Java Province on Sunday. Accompanied by First Lady Riana Joko Widodo, East Java Governor Kofifa Indar Parawansa, Mayor of Surabaya Eri Cahyadi, and other officials, the President was greeted by local traders upon arrivals at the market. In addition to handing over the social aid, the President also held a dialogue with the merchants. The President is scheduled to pay a two-day working visit in East Java. After spending the night in Surabaya on Sunday, he is leaving for Gresik District to inaugurate a mango food estate, which is an integrated and sustainable horticulture center, as well as Sidoarjo District, to distribute land certificates on Monday. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said the government is formulating a price adjustment scheme to reduce the burden of fuel subsidies and compensation in the state budget. Panjaitan said in a statement on Sunday that the high price of world crude oil had pushed up the gap between the economic price and the selling price of Pertalite and diesel fuel and had an impact on increasing subsidies and energy compensation. He emphasized that the price of fuel in Indonesia is relatively cheaper than the majority of countries in the world. Panjaitan said that the government is also conducting scenario simulation of volume limitation. The potentials of the Biak Numfor fishery sector in Papua must be tapped into and improved so that fisheries products from the area can be exported directly to Japan without transiting through Jakarta. Law and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lawli made the remarks during the visit to Biak District on Sunday night. According to him, the request for direct fish export to Japan is in accordance with President Joko Widodo's directive when he was with the head of Biak District, Heri Aryonap, at the Bogor State Palace. He highlighted the immense potentials of Biak Island fisheries sector, saying direct exports from Biak Airport could bring in trillions in foreign exchange. In addition to the fisheries sector, Biak also has a wealth of natural, cultural, and historical tourism potential, with sites dating back to World War II. Let's move on to the international news. Well, Russia made the provocative step of putting Ukrainian soldiers on trial as Kyiv marks 31 years of independence for the war-ravaged country next week. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky warned on Sunday. Zelensky cited media reports that Russia was preparing to put Ukrainian fighters captured during the siege of Mariupol on a public trial to coincide with the independence anniversary on Wednesday. Ukraine's Independence Day, August 24, will also mark 6 months since Russia invaded the former Soviet Republic in a devastating war that has cost thousands of lives. The leaders of the United States, Britain, France, and Germany discussed efforts to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. The White House said on Sunday in a statement largely focused on Ukraine. In addition, they discussed ongoing negotiations over Iran's nuclear program, the need to strengthen support for partners in the Middle East region, and joint efforts to deter and constrain Iran's establishing regional activities, the White House said in its description of the call among the four. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. asked Congress on Monday for a record 5.29 trillion pesos, or about $94 billion government's budget in 2023, to support an ambitious policy agenda aimed at boosting growth and lifting millions out of poverty. Marcos' proposed budget, which is equal to 22.2% of the country's total economic output, is nearly 5% higher than his predecessor's spending plan for 2022. He is aiming to expand the Southeast Asian economy by as much as 8% during his six-year term, to keep its place among Asia's fastest-growing nations and halve the poverty rate. Heavy rains triggered flash floods in the eastern Afghan province of Logar, killing at least 20 people and destroying more than 3,000 homes. Officials said on Sunday the rains lashed several areas of the province on Saturday, injuring more than 30 people in addition to those killed, the provincial governor's office said. The floods also destroyed dozens of canals and about 5,000 acres of agricultural land, mainly orchards, as the statement said, with about 2,000 livestock also killed. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Muhammadiyah University of Makassar and the United States Embassy's Strengthened Educational Cooperation.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Muhammadiyah University of Makassar and the United States Embassy strengthen educational cooperation. Rector of Muhammadiyah University, Makassar, Professor Ambo Ase, received a visit from the United States Cultural Attaché, Emily Yasmin Norris, accompanied by Randy Darso Noaji as Alumni Coordinator of the Jakarta Embassy and Chandani Budi, as Chandani as U.S. Education Advisor for Makassar. In her statement in Makassar last Saturday, August 20, Emily Yasmin Norris revealed that her visit was aimed at monitoring the U.S. education cooperation and its partners in Indonesia. The cooperation activities in the form of training, workshop, coaching, and mentoring have been carried out since 2018 between UNISMU Makassar and U.S. Education. In addition, the U.S. diplomatic want to expand opportunities for UNISMU students and lecturers to study in the USA. Emily added that her site opens wide opportunity for the UNISMU Makassar academic community to access the information offered, including e-libraries for research needs. Professor Ambo Ase welcomed the invitations. It is very open to encourage students and lecturers to continue their education to the United States. He also introduced that UNISMU has 7 faculties and 1 postgraduate program and has 50 study programs. Deputy Rector Dr. Abdul Rahim Nanda remarked that UNISMU also manage international classes in several study programs. In this year, they foster 6 international students from Thailand, Malaysia, and Palestine. Dr. Rahim also stated that UNISMU is ready if the United States Embassy wants to open an American corner in Makassar. Hearing this response, Professor Emily was very happy. She hopes that the collaborations with UNISMU Makassar can continue and grow. That's Diplomatic Corner.
listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with the event on August 22, 1945, when People's Security Agency was established. The People's Security Agency was the first armed force to be established after Indonesia's independence. The agency was formed by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence on August 19, 1945. Members of the agency at that time were Indonesian youth who had previously received military education as Heiho soldiers, defenders of the homeland Petak Nil, and others. The appointed commander of the People's Security Agency was Aruji Kartawinata through the presidential decree dated October 5, 1945. The agency was the forerunner of the current Indonesian National Army. We move to the event on August 22nd in 2016 when Pulkovo Airlines Flight 612 crashed. Pulkovo Airlines Flight 612 crashed on August 22, 2016. The plane was scheduled to fly from Anapa to St. Petersburg. It crashed in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border. All 160 passengers and 10 crew on board were killed. Apart from Russia and Ukraine, passengers from the Netherlands, Germany, France, and Finland were also recorded. We end today in history with the event on August 22nd about International Day to commemorate victims of violence based on religion or faith. The United Nations General Assembly in 2019 designated 22nd of August as an International Day to commemorate victims of acts of violence based on religions or belief. This commemoration aims to raise awareness about religious intolerance and violence and discrimination against anyone based on their religion or belief. The commemoration is also hoped that this will raise awareness of the importance of international commitment to justice for survivors and victims of religious-based violence. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
kita lakukan, mewujudkan semua harapan kita. Kita tak menginginkan ini semua terjadi dan berdampak besar kepada kita. Sesungguhnya kemenangan beriringan dengan kesabaran. Marilah kita semua saling peduli demi negeri kita. Percayalah, kita akan buktikan. Percayalah, kita akan taklukkan dunia. Harapan jadi nyata, impian kan terwujud karena kita bisa. Taklukkan dunia, harapan jadi nyata, impian kan terwujud. Percayalah, kita akan buktikan. Percayalah, kita akan taklukkan dunia, harapan jadi nyata, impian kan terwujud karena kita bisa. Percayalah.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium, Teten Mas Duki, stated that the quality of local products for a medical device is getting better if compared with imported ones. He stated this after attending the Facilitation for the Development of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Medical Devices Productions event in Solo, Central Java on Saturday. He also said that the micro, small and medium enterprises are able to supply the needs of domestic medical devices as well as substitute for imported products. Furthermore, he calls for everyone to equalize the perception between the needs of the industry and the supply chain provided by business actors. Those micro, small and medium enterprises can be directed to produce medical equipment with simple technology, for example, to produce syringe. According to Minister Teten Mas Duki, the procurement of government spending in the country has been very good. A number of medical devices that have entered the procurement of goods at the Ministry of Health are from the productions of micro-businesses. He further stated that his side will develop research which can be used for medical device development in collaboration with the Ministry of Education and Culture. This will be done through a matching fund program that finances research and development of joint research on campuses, and its products are made by micro, small, and medium enterprises. Moreover, Minister Teten Masduki gave his appreciation to the Ministry of Health that had organized the facilitation for the development of micro, small and medium enterprises medical device productions event. He emphasized that this activity would further encourage collaborative action and cross-sectoral synergy, especially in relation with President Joko Widodo's directive to increase the absorption of domestic products and reduce imported ones. He reminded that the government has determined that 40% of government spending must absorb the products of micro, small, medium enterprises and cooperatives. The Central Statistics Agency estimates that if that figure is spent, it will increase employment by around 2 million people and economic growth by 1.85%. Meanwhile, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that so far, about 50 to 60% of medical devices and medicine have come from imported products. He asked for any medical products that can be produced domestically not to be bought from abroad again. If 20% of micro, small and medium enterprises make medical equipment, it will really help the domestic economy.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Die.
Editor World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today we take you to Batu Topeng Beach in Central Java. It is a tourist spot in Karimun Jawa, Central Java province, which used to be in the form of a forest and there was no access road to get there, except by boat. But now the visitors or tourists who come to Karimun Jawa can go to Batu Topeng Beach by motorbike or car with a travel time of approximately 30 minutes. The location of Batu Topeng Beach is precisely in Alang-Alang Village, Karimun Jawa District, Central Java Province. The distance from Karimun Jawa to Batu Topeng is about 8 to 9 kilometers. At Batu Topeng Beach, you can do snorkeling from the beach to the middle of the sea. In addition, you can visit the islands close to the Batu Topeng Beach by renting a fishing boat or a local residence boat, which has been prepared for the trip. If you go alone, it's better to join someone else. Regarding the capacity of the boat, you don't need to worry, because usually this fishing boat can carry up to 15 adults and the rental price becomes cheaper. Listener, you can enjoy the underwater beauty of this beach while swimming. If you swim towards the middle of the sea, you can find various types of fish and colorful coral reefs. In addition, from the beach and sea, you can enjoy the beautiful sunset. At night, you can stay at this Batu Topeng Beach. You can camp on the beach while lighting a bonfire and burning fish. Here, you don't have to worry about starving, because on the beach, there are several food and drink vendors. From the beach, you can taste the delicious food while enjoying the beautiful scenery and the gusts of wind that make you feel comfortable to stay for a long time on the beach. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
The next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pekerjaan saya, which means my job. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Apa Pekerjaan Anda? Apa Pekerjaan Anda? Which means, what is your job? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, his travel companion, who works as a tourist guide in Yogyakarta. Ketut asks what Dev's job is by using the question word apa. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apa pekerjaan Anda?
Saya dosen.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Apa, apa, which means what. Pekerjaan, pekerjaan, which means job. Anda, anda, which means your. Apa pekerjaan Anda? Apa pekerjaan Anda? Which means, what is your job? In the conversation, you hear the question, apa pekerjaan Anda? Apa pekerjaan Anda? Which means, what is your job? There is a question word, apa? Apa? Which means what? It is used to ask personal information about job. To ask about a job, you can use the question word apa, followed by a word or expression about something you want to ask. For example, pekerjaan Anda, pekerjaan Anda, which means your job. The question word apa can be placed after the words or expressions about something you want to ask. Let's listen to the other examples of asking personal information. Apa, apa, which means what. Apa pekerjaan Anda, apa pekerjaan Anda, which means what is your job. Apa profesi Anda, apa profesi Anda, or profesi Anda apa. Profesi Anda apa? Which means, what is your profession? The question word apa, apa, which means what, can be also used to ask another personal information, such as hobby or favorite food. For example, apa hobi Anda? Apa hobi Anda? Which means, what is your hobby? Apa makanan kesukaan Anda? Apa makanan kesukaan Anda? Which means, what is your favorite food? Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apa pekerjaan Anda?
Saya dosen.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Check
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
the sun in my heart.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I present a keroncong song entitled Bangun Pemudi Pemuda that is well presented by Keroncong Project Strada Pasar Minggu. The song Bangun Pemudi Pemuda is created by Alfred Simanjuntak, who puts young women in front of youths. Because in general, the mention of women is in front. For example, Damen und Herren in German, Dames und Herren in Dutch, and Ladies and Gentlemen in English. This song seeks to encourage and burn the spirits of the youth in the country. Through this song, young people are invited to keep the spirit in defending and fighting for Indonesia from any threat. Because the future of the Indonesian nation depends on young people who are the next generation of the nation. Alright listener, this is the Keroncong Project Strada Pasar Minggu with the song Bangun Pemudi Pemuda. Happy listening!
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
From Indonesia.
luka yang sudah kau lalui berapa lama lagi. Waktu tak menunggu, tubuh pun mengeluh. Mau apa lagi hari ini? Memuaskan keinginan hati. Memang sulit berhenti, tapi bisa nanti. Apa yang kau cari nanti juga semua yang kau
National Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Betapa bodohnya aku, dan kini aku menyesal melepas keindahan, dan itu kamu. Tuhan, tolonglah aku. kembalikan dia ke dalam pelukku, karena ku tak bisa mengganti dirinya. Kuakui jujur aku tak sanggup, sungguh aku tak bisa. Selain kamu, tapi tak ada yang sama. Beribu cara ku tempuh untuk melupakan kamu, tapi tak mampu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardella. See you on the next English program.